promises of his people.
And he loves when his people work out the things that they have been designed to work out. In other words, he loves us like, or he loves it like an inventor invents something, and the thing that he invents works exactly the way he meant it to work. That's a real wonderful privilege for the inventor to be able to see something that he invents work exactly the way he wanted it to work, especially if it brings a lot of money. It certainly helps. But what I want to talk about this morning a bit is our purpose in life. And have we ever wondered about our purpose in life? And how great it would be to know our purpose in life. How great it would be to have an understanding of exactly what we've been made for in God. How God designed us. And I want us to look at that over the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about how to determine our purpose or our destiny in life. We'll be sharing some things about that. And when we think of it, wouldn't it be great if we knew starting out in life what the purpose was that God called us to? When we say the purpose or the word purpose or God's calling, we're actually talking about exactly what we've been designed for. If you make anything at all, if you make an automobile, there's a purpose for it. It's the purpose is to get you from one place to another. Well, there are things put on that automobile so that it'll work effectively, so it'll get the job done. It'll actually get you from one place to the other. That's the purpose, and people buy it and they use it. That's what it's for. Some people might buy them and some car collector and put it in a museum and it just sits there, but that's not really why it was created. Cars were created to get you from one place to the other. It's always great when the creator sees the creation doing exactly what it was designed to do. In our nation, and of course not only in our nation, that many young people have graduated grade 12 and they're going into university now this year. And they're going to take a course of some kind, probably not really understanding exactly what they want to do, but wouldn't it be great if they knew exactly what their calling was in life before they ever went to university? We all know people who go to university and they take a certain degree and they will get a degree, but when they come out, they recognize that that degree doesn't necessarily get them a job. Or if they do get a job, they realize that it's not the career that they really wanted. It's not what they thought it was because they misplaced what they thought they should do. They misplace what they thought they wanted to do in life or experience in life. In other words, they really never found their purpose yet, so they're kind of waffling about which way to go. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we knew which way to go from the beginning? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we knew what God has created it for? It'd be great. And we know that God has given us certain equipment in order to fulfill the specific calling that he has put in their life. And we'll get into that a little bit later, but there's equipment that God has equipped us with in order for us to reach the destiny that we have in him. In other words, if we are called to look after the elderly, for instance, then there's certain equipment that we might have and certain compassion for the elderly that we might have that others wouldn't have. That'd be equipment to help us fulfill our calling. A medical doctor, for instance, somebody might be called to that profession. Well, it wouldn't be a real good profession for somebody who's afraid of blood, for instance, if they're called to be a surgeon. Well, and God has equipped us with things that will help us fulfill our calling. And we know that as we move toward his calling, that this equipment that has been given to us will be identified more and more. So we want to look at that. We want to look at establishing our purpose in life. Probably one thing I want to state is we may be looking at areas in our lives that we're not looking for the overall big drama or big career that God has pointed us to. In fact, some of us might be already in it to some degree, but we just need a little bit of tweaking. There may be some things that we're already involved in that is part of what God has called us to, but we just need a little bit of tweaking to hit the mark. We talked last week when Elizabeth Wall was here and talking about how she ministers in the homes with the elderly and how she is so equipped for that. And you and I, maybe we're not equipped for ministering in that specific area so much, but I know as a pastor, sometimes we're called to minister in the homes around the city. And so I decided, years ago, well, I know it's quite difficult. When I started out, that ministering in these homes, it is kind of difficult because you look around and you don't have any kind of a clue whether they're really paying attention to you a lot or not a lot of times. But I've decided that I'm going to go and minister to them the Word of God there, and I decided that if I can do it there, I can do it anywhere. That was my philosophy. But one particular time, I was at the Prince Edward home, and I was ministering there, and I ministered one week, and the lady who was the hostess there told me about somebody's birthday and so forth, that they thought I should mention that because, you know, it would help make contact with the people and so forth. So I decided I was going to do that. And so I got to ministering and I got, you know, leading and singing. You have to do everything there. And so I did that and I went through it, and I forgot to mention this lady's birthday. And so, you know, she said, oh, that's okay. And so the following week I go back there. And so this time I want to do everything right. Now, I messed it up last time, so this time I want to do everything right. So the hostess came and told me that, you know, Mrs. Smith, she just lost her mother, so it would be really good to pray for her. So I thought, okay, I'm not going to miss it this week. And she just pointed to me where Mrs. Smith was. So I decided we'd go through the prayer time and we'd go through the singing, and I thought I'm going to do everything right. So when it came to praying for Mrs. Smith, I went over to her, and I thought I'd go over to her and just lay my hands on her and pray for her, pray comfort into her and everything. And everybody was watching, and it was quiet. And as soon as I said amen, one of the other elderly people in the room pointed and said, "That's not Mrs. Smith, that is." I laid my hands on the wrong person and prayed for the wrong person. And I looked over at the hostess, and she was about ready to fall off her chair laughing. And I know I'm called to minister the Word of God, but sometimes in that environment, it doesn't fit. It gets messed up a little bit. And that's what happens sometimes when you're in your purpose, all right, or you're in your calling, but it needs a little bit of tweaking. It needs a little bit of an adjustment. You end up praying for the wrong person. And it just didn't seem to fit right. But when we are walking in our divine call, then the Holy Spirit enables us, and it's amazing sometimes what happens when you are walking in your specific purpose, when you're into your specific calling. When you do that, awesome things happen. You know, too many times people go to university, or the university of life, let me put it that way. I don't know about you folks, but I know you learn a whole lot more in life than you do in university. I mean, thank God for universities and those institutions of education. That's wonderful. But the fact of the matter is, you learn a whole lot more in life than you do when you go to university. But we start out in university getting a degree, or we start out in the university of life going in a certain way. And sometimes we end up polishing the wrong thing. What do I mean by that? When a person goes to university, really, what they should be doing is just polishing or making better or becoming better equipped to be able to serve the purpose for which they've been called. You see, rather than go there to get educated in an area that is really not relevant to them. But many people go and polish the wrong thing in university. But if we knew our calling, if we knew our purpose, if we knew God's plan for us, then we would go and do the right thing. We would go and get equipped, better equipped, to carry out God's destiny for our lives. Now, we know that there are some things that God has called us all to. I love Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose." Let me read that again. I want us to absorb that because we're talking about your purpose. We're talking about your calling today. We're talking about what God has designed you to do. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. So love God. Loving God is a criteria that we must have in order to reach our purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. In other words, there's a calling on our lives that will help fulfill God's purpose for us being here on this earth, on this planet at this time. We all have a purpose. We all have a calling. You've been put here for a reason. You're not just blob, some kind of blob that was put here to suck up some of the oxygen in the air for 100 years, 80, 90, or 100 years. You have a purpose. God has a plan for you, and it's a good plan. It's a magnificent plan. It's a plan that will bring you joy and happiness and fulfillment. He has a plan for your greatest good. That's what's on His mind. The Father has a plan to be able to lead you into what will give you the most awesome joy in life. Now, it doesn't mean that it will be always easy, but He has a plan to bring you into your greatest place of joy and happiness and sense of fulfillment. I don't know about you, but when I do something, when you have this sense of fulfillment, it's a good sense. It feels good to have accomplished something. No matter what it is, if it's something you like to do with your hands, then it feels good to accomplish something with your hands. It doesn't make any difference what it is, but when you fulfill what you're trying to do, it does give you a sense of accomplishment. Jesus had a purpose. We know that He had a purpose, and He's our perfect example. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth to show us how to live for God, to show us how to live right before God. Jesus talked about His purpose. He said in Luke 4:43, He said to His disciples who were wanting to stay, He said, "I must go and preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent." So He knew His purpose. Again, He said, and I want you to notice as we read the scriptures that Jesus, in giving description of His purpose, there's a multitude of things here that He knows that He's been called to do. And we are called many times to do multiple things. One is we are called to be a mother, be a parent. That's one thing that we're called to. In many of us, some people are not called in that area, but many of us are. Some people are called, if you're a grandparent, then you can yield to God's provision in order to be the best grandparent you could ever possibly be. Because if you have that happening in your life, then that's your purpose at that particular time when you're dealing with that. Jesus was called to preach the gospel to many areas besides just the area that He was in when He spoke that. He also talked about Him going to the cross when He come before the Father. He asked the Father, and we all know this, He asked the Father when he knew that He was about to enter into His suffering, He said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from Me." And He said, "But not My will, but Your will be done. For this is the purpose that I came into the world." He knew that He came to preach the message of the good news. He knew He came to establish the message. He knew He came to be the message of the good news of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. He also knew that He came to be the perfect sacrifice for the sin of mankind. He knew His purpose. Knowing His purpose helps you to carry out your divine destiny. Knowing what you've been called to helps you to carry out what God has put upon your heart. Jesus knew His calling. Apostle John also knew the fact that Jesus came. In John 3:8, he said that Jesus came that He might destroy the works of the devil. For this was His purpose. This was the purpose of the Son of God, to come and destroy the works of the devil. Well, so we see a threefold purpose that was mentioned of Jesus. One, that He came to be the message of the good news. Number two, He came to be the perfect sacrifice. And number three, He came to destroy the works of the devil. Have you ever had any of the devil activities in your life harassing you and giving you a difficult time? Well, Jesus came to destroy that work. Jesus came to cut that off so that you could fulfill your destiny. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about 5 points in identifying your destiny, or identifying your calling, or identifying your purpose. We're going to go through some of those things. I want you to know there is a way to know what you've been called to. There is a way to develop within you a path or a leaning toward your calling so that you will end up where God wants you. Now, it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't make any difference if you're just starting out in life, you might be just starting out in a career, or if you've been in one for a long time. It doesn't make any difference. It's not too late to understand your purpose and to learn about your purpose. Because right where you are right now, God has a destiny for you. God has a destiny to move you forward that will bring you closer to His plan and purpose for your life. And in the process, you'll become closer to Him. So there is a way. There is a way to know what you have made for. Now think of this. Your calling and your purpose are greater than your faults. You got any faults in you? Yeah, we do. Well, your calling and your purpose is greater than your faults. God knows that we all miss it. God knows we have a difficult time with stuff. God knows we have a difficult time with stuff that we shouldn't have a difficult time with. God knows that. But He says, my calling on your life is greater than the faults that are in your life. Because the faults that are there in your life now at the present time are because of some of the things that the enemy did in your life, some of the things that you did, and some of the things that you allowed yourself to be tempted with. Some of the scars of life come from just being living in this world. And so there's many things that can cause us problems and issues in our lives, but God says those do not have to limit you reaching your destiny. You can still reach your purpose. Your call, your purpose is greater than any of your faults. Now, there's some things that we're all called to. There's some things that all of us are called to as the body of Christ, as people who have called in the name of Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says, the Apostle Paul says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling to which you were called. He said, I urge you to do everything you can to live the life worthy of the calling to which you were called. In other words, there's a worthy call that God has put upon us. Now, to say that you have a calling, to say that I have a calling, simply means that somebody is calling. Somebody's calling you. Somebody is calling you to His design. Somebody is calling you to His purpose. There are many voices in the world. The Scripture teaches that. One, of course, is the voice of God that we want to listen to. But there's also the voice of the enemy, whom Jesus called the god of this world, Satan the devil. He's got a voice. There's also the voice of this world. And they're all calling us. There also might be, I heard it put this way before, there, your flesh also has a voice too. In other words, your flesh wants to be pampered. Your flesh wants some things. And it's calling you to do some things. It's calling you to lay out in the sun when you should be doing something else. It's calling you to go to the beach when you should be doing something else. It's calling you to work too hard when you should be going to the beach. You know, your flesh can do some things to you that will get you in a place where God doesn't want you to be. There's many things that call us in life, but we have to choose who are we going to listen to. That is the question. Who are we going to listen to? So God has called us to walk worthy of the calling to which we have been called or for our purpose. And also, God has called us to have fellowship with His Son. Chapter 1, verse 9 of 1 Corinthians says that Jesus, we have been called to fellowship with Jesus. We've been called into a fellowship with Him, a relationship with Him, a relationship with Jesus. What's one of the ways that you can discern whether you have fellowship with Jesus or relationship with Jesus? Well, one of the ways is, of course, that we read His Word, but one of the best ways, I believe, that we can have an understanding or discernment of whether we have a relationship with Jesus is, are we in relationship with other members of His body, which is the church? You see, the church is called the body of Christ. And if we have good relationships with one another, then that can be an indication of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And that's one of the callings that we have upon our lives as a body of believers. We are called to have relationship with Jesus and with one another. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, God has saved us and called us with a holy calling or a holy purpose, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ before time began. Now, isn't that interesting? God has given us a holy calling as a church and individually. He's giving us a holy calling before time began. That is, my mind can't comprehend that. But yet God, in his bigness and his greatness, knew from the beginning of time that you would be placed on this earth at this particular time, and he placed in you what he wanted to accomplish on you in the earth at this particular time. God is awesome. He can do that. We can't even figure it out in our mind, but God can do that. He is so huge, he's so wonderful, he's so big that he can do that. Although we are called as believers, we are called to specific things as well, and these are the things that we are going to touch as we move forward. Your calling, your purpose is not your gift. Let me say that again. Your calling and your purpose is not your gift. Your calling and your purpose is not your gift. Sometimes we want to get involved in things where we know we can use our gift in a good fashion. Well, your calling and your purpose is not your gift. If you are a carpenter, if you're called to be a carpenter and you have a hammer, the hammer is not your calling. Your calling is that you are you're to be a carpenter. Your hammer is simply a tool to help you fulfill the calling that is upon your life. And so the gifts that you have are not your calling. You're not your purpose. Your calling is the fulfillment of God's design in your life. And you've been designed to do specific things. You know, a cruise ship, when it's built, there's a number of things that it's designed to do. One, it's designed to give the passengers pleasure. So there's things put in that cruise ship. There's a pools put on that cruise ship so people can go swimming. There's games put on that cruise ship so people can enjoy their time on a vacation. A cruise ship is also designed for safety. You want to keep the passenger safety. So there are lifeboats on that ship. There's lots of safety things built into that ship. So the designers built things in that ship so that it could fulfill its purpose. Well, the great designer, he is no less intelligent than those who design a cruise ship. When he designs you and I, he equips us to be able to do the things that we've been called to do. There are things resting on the inside of you that will help you fulfill your plan and purpose in God. There are things that really become dormant when we don't know our plan or purpose, when we don't know our calling. There are things in life that will become dormant. God is the greatest designer. Listen to this in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. Now, that's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, or you could say in the beginning was Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. All things, everybody say all things. All things were made through the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing was made outside of him. That means you were made according to the design that God had for you. He made all things. You didn't just happen. You didn't come into this world just because two individuals had sexual relationships and you were a result of that. There was a purpose put upon your life. There was a plan put upon your life right from the beginning of time. And it's our responsibility to find out what that plan is. So we have 5 points to identify your purpose in life. 5 points that will help us. We're going to just go over 2 of them today real quickly. But there are 5 points that will help you find out your purpose, your plan in life. Number one. The first thing is prayer and scripture. That we read scripture and we commune with God in prayer. Now, why do we do this? We read scripture from a perspective of knowing the one who created you. You see, you can't know your designer, the person who designed you, without knowing the scripture. You must read about him in order to get to know him. And if you'll get to know the one who designed you, you'll have a better understanding of what he means when he gives you specific plans. When he speaks to you, even in the night season, when you read his word, you'll have a better understanding of what it means to get to know him. You must have an understanding of his character. One of the things that we know about the designer, one of the things that we know about God through the Lord Jesus Christ, is that he came to serve. Jesus said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve." So we know part of our purpose, our calling in life, is to serve. We know that service is going to be involved in our purpose, our plan for life. It's going to be there. We know that's one thing, right? That's an easy thing. We have to ask the question, how can we serve? What are the things that we can do? So number one is read the scriptures and prayer. Prayer helps us to become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Pray asking God what it is that your purpose in life is. Number two, seek godly counsel. We need to seek godly counsel when it comes to our own specific design in life, because other people will have input into what they feel our purpose in life might be. There are things that God wants us to do. We need to hear from other people to get good counsel from. I remember some time ago, I was expressing this to a good friend of mine, Pastor Doug Snyder, and we were sharing and talking and about releasing people into ministry and so forth. And I said, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't really quite understand that whole phrase of releasing people into their ministry, because when I came to Christ, there was something put on the inside of me that stirred me, and I began to seek God, I began to pray, I began to fast, I began to read his word and study his word, and it just seemed like whatever was in me, I was just looking for ways to get it out. Nobody had to release me in ministry because it was something that was put on the inside of me. And I said, so I don't quite understand, why do people need to be released in ministry? I've never had a mentor as such to be able to help me in that. And something he said to me that stuck with me, and this was godly counsel. He said, you know, Bill, he said, when it comes to leaders, he said, there's probably about 10% of the people, 10% of leaders who would have your kind of experience. The other 90% need to be released, need to be helped, need to be mentored, need to be shown direction. Well, when he said that to me, it just shifted things in me completely, because I want to help people reach their destiny. I want to help people to be able to realize what their purpose is and then run within it, with it. I realize for the most part, it's not just going to happen. We need support. We need godly counsel to come into our lives in order to reach our destiny. So number one is read scripture and pray. Number two, seek godly counsel concerning our purpose in life. Proverbs 24:6 says, strategic planning is the key to warfare. To win, you need a lot of good counsel. When you go to battle, you need godly counsel. When you stretch out, when you step out to find your purpose in life, you need godly counsel. You need a multitude of counselors. Now, some of the things that we're going to, I'm going to challenge you with this week, and just those two points. Just look at those two points this week. I'm going to give you out a sheet that is going to help you. Can you put that up there, Caleb, please? Should be next. I'm going to give you this sheet, and there's something I want you to do with that this week. I want you to look at that, and I want you to pray each day. I'm asking you to pray. Well, first read scripture and pray along the lines of knowing who your creator is, or getting familiar with your designer. Read chapters in the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is a wonderful book that gives us insight into the character and nature of God. If you'll just read one chapter, that's all. And then after you read that chapter, write down your immediate thoughts or any clarity that you might have got concerning your purpose in life or your destiny in life or where God is taking you. Just write that down. I'm going to give everybody this sheet here this morning so that you can fill it out. You know, you may find that as you read each day, there may be only two or three days that you actually feel that you've got something out of the Scripture. You know, we don't have to act all spiritual and think that every time we read the Scripture, we have some revelation. There's lots of time we read the Scripture and say, well, I don't know what that means, or I didn't get anything out of that today, but tomorrow I might get something. And if we continue to do that, we will. And so write down any thoughts that come to your mind, any thoughts that would give you clarity, any thoughts that you've gained in reading the Scripture. And then step number two, speak to somebody about your call, about your destiny. Ask them, what do you think I was called for? Or what do you see in me? Just ask them that question. It's somebody that you respect and honor their opinion. If you send me an email, I might be happy to comment on. I'm going to do this too this week. You know, I feel I'm in where God wants me to as far as my calling goes in life, but I don't suggest in any way that I'm perfectly dead on. So I'm going to do the exact same thing as you all are doing this week. I'm going to look at that and ask God. I'm going to seek His direction in order to tweak a little bit my calling or to go in a direction that He wants me to go in that I may not be seeing now. But as we read the Scripture and as we study, as we pray, we'll get to know Him. And that takes precedent over everything else. But I challenge you to do this. I'm going to pass these around right now. I want you to take one. And Claude, probably you can help me and just pass them around, please. Just take one and fill those out this week. And this is for your purpose. If there's some clarity that you really got and you'd like to share it, I would love to hear about it. Just send me an email, or I might send an email out this week and talk about that, and you want to share with me some clarity that you've got in, I'd love to hear from you. I hope that most of you know that our website is faithisland.org, and you can go to that and get our email and respond to us that way or communicate with us that way. As you do, I believe, I'm hoping, I'm trusting that this little exercise will help us to get a better clarity of what God has called us to, so that we can be a mature body of Christ advancing the kingdom of God. We know that there are some things that we've all been called to. We know that. And that is to live right, a separated life unto God, and so forth. We know that there are some things that God has put on all of our lives. One thing He said, love one another. We don't have to seek God about that calling, do we? We already know that we're supposed to love one another and care for one another. There are some things that are automatic. We just know it. Other things, we have to hear from God specifically. Now, one of the last things that we want to realize is that we are in enemy territory. We are living our lives in enemy territory. Why? Jesus said, the God of this world is coming and He has nothing in me. The God of this world He referred to as the enemy or the devil. He referred to Him as the God of this world. So you and I are in enemy territory. Therefore, we are in a battle. The enemy will do anything he can to stop you from reaching your God-ordained destiny. The enemy has got all kinds of tactics to put in front of us to stop us from reaching our destiny. Because if we ever reach that place where we're walking totally in God's plan and purpose and destiny for our lives, the enemy is going to lose much of the ground that he holds on Prince Edward Island. If the church can ever get to that place that we're walking perfectly in God's destiny, then we will destroy the works of the enemy. 1 John 5:4 says, every God-begotten or born-again person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. I love this. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. We know that as we have faith that God will reveal to us our plan and purpose, we'll go through this sheet with excitement, knowing that God is going to release something to us, He's going to reveal something to us that is going to change our lives from now forward. God is going to speak to us. We must do it by faith. We must have a sense of something's going to happen. If we really don't think anything is going to happen, then go before God and say, God, bring me to a place where I will be so open to you, to hear your voice, to be able to know your calling, to be able to know your purpose in life, so that when I move from this day forward, I will be moving toward my purpose. You know, some of the things that we can get involved in will lead us away from God's perfect plan and purpose in our lives. If we use our giftings other than what God has designed them for, it'll move us away from God's plan. How many of us know musicians that are absolutely wonderfully talented? They have amazing gifts in the area of music, but they're not using it to praise God. They're using it in other ways. They're using it to worship, in some cases, worship the enemy, worship the devil, in some cases. I'm not saying all, there's lots of good music out there, but I'm saying in some cases, band Led Zeppelin, one of the most famous popular bands of all time. And it is a well-known fact that some of those people own some of the largest occult stores in the world. And they've given themselves over to occultish activity. Well, they used their wonderful, wonderful gift that was in them for the wrong reasons. And the gift now brought them further away. The use of the gift brought them further away from God, their designer. How sad that is. You see, our gift is meant to be used to reach our calling, to reach our destiny. And God is calling you to your destiny today. You may be listening to this morning and there's something on the inside of you that's kind of stirring on the inside of you, and you know that there's something there that God has called you to. There's an itching on the inside of you something that you always wanted to do, or something that was laying in the background and you said, I'd love to do it, but I could never do it. Your living out life has brought you to a place where you think you can't do it. Well, I want to declare to you today that there is no fault in you that can keep you from God's plan if you'll yield to God. If you'll yield to the power of God, God will bring you to your destiny.